This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Joining me on the phone now, I have Brian Toy from Theatre Works Productions. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Brian. Thanks for talking to us on Near FM today. Brian, Friday evening, Panto season kicked off down there in the Helix with Jack and the Beanstalk. But this year, there's a very special performance coming up on the 10th of December, and you're looking to raise a few bob.
Yeah, we have teamed up with Our Lady's Hospital, Crumlin, and basically we've given them the proceeds of the evening for their purposes. So it's our effort to support Our Lady's in the wonderful work that they do for children. So that's what it's all about. They get the box office for the night.
Excellent stuff. And I suppose, you know, everybody, this time of year, we all love a good panto. It's always a good night out for families, especially. What kind of preparations goes into putting on a panto of this scale?
Well, for the type of panto that we put on, it basically starts as soon as we finish the previous one.
Wow.
But the script, I suppose, is the first thing that needs to be done. I mean, it's all based on the classic fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year is Jack, and we start writing the script and during the summer, have the script ready by midsummer, and then start looking for a cast to put the show on. So we start auditions and seeking out appropriate cast members to fit the various roles in midsummer and have them all in place by the end of August. We would have all contracts signed. And then rehearsals start proper at probably the beginning, the end of October, beginning of November, for the show to go on the last week in November, which was last Friday night or Friday morning. First show last Friday morning was, as we have been doing since we started in the Helix, the local schools in Ballymun.
Yeah.
All come in as a special preview show, and their response is very important to us because they really tell us that this is working or not working. So it's a fantastic opportunity for us to road test our latest production, and we got a great send off from them last Friday morning and been building on that since.
Yeah, and you know, listening to you talk, I mean, anyone who knows a pantomime has been around pantomime in Ireland will know your family's synonymous with pantomime here in Ireland and has been for many, many years. And it's a real labour of love, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, most of the family are involved either one way or the other, from Claire, who's the creative part producer and choreographer and part writer, to Rita, my wife, is the costume designer and provider. So myself, my part is not on the theatrical side, it's more on the business side.
Just, Just
you know, being there and supporting them in the show. So it's a labour of love for the family indeed.
And going back to the night for Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin there, is that something you've done every year or is it a different charity every year?
No, this is our first year to link up with Our Lady's Hospital. You know, we believe that we should put something back, and Our Lady seemed like the obvious one because, you know, being family people, all of us have had children and Our Lady's over the years from time to time, and we know the wonderful service that they provide. So it's an effort to give something back, I suppose. And this is our first year to do that, yeah.
Absolutely, and as we said, that night is December 10th, and there's kind of a range and ticket prices. Anybody wants to check them out, we'll give out the box office before we're finished.
Yeah, but there's a special one price fits all for that night. It's €22 for all tickets on that evening.
Oh, excellent stuff. So you know, there's I suppose same as a night out to the cinema, really.
It is, yeah.
Near enough.
And it's a great night. A live theatre, and you're supporting a very worthy cause. So it's a great evening's entertainment, will be assured.
Yeah. Is it difficult, Brian, could I ask you, because, you know, we always see the big pantomimes, if we want to call them that, the Gaiety and the Olympia or wherever they might be on, they get lots of publicity. Is it difficult to compete for customers, or do you find that people who go to pantomimes probably dip in, go and see all of them during Panto season?
I think what we found is that we have now a support that's based on their previous experience.
For yeah.
Before we even get to the end of November, we've pre-sold quite a bit of our tickets from repeat supporters. So that's the key thing. And yes, it is difficult to fight against them, but we our product is as good, if not better, we would believe, than the sort of the main city ones. I mean, we would be regarded as part of that, you know, premier Pantos.
Yes.
And we bring our own version of the Panto, which is traditional based, very much focused on the family. We steer clear of, you know, for want of a better word, the kind of bluer end of Panto. We just focus on the childlike fun.
Yeah.
With a bit of adult humour, of course, but at a very subtle and over-the-head level. But, and we've got support that are... that are loyal and come back year on year, which is great.
Yeah, and of course that's the unique skill of Panto, I suppose, is keeping it relevant for everybody. And you know, as you say, sometimes you might throw in the odd joke there that goes over the kids' heads, but doesn't alienate absolutely the kids or lose their interest.
Totally. That's what it's about. It's because the adults love to feel that kid as well, because they can remember themselves going to Panto, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, and that's magic, and that's the key word in our vocabulary, the magic of children. That's what they want to see. No matter how sophisticated kids have become with, you know, laptops or whatever the machines that they have in their hands, they still love the magic of the fairy princess and the handsome prince and all the usual things that come with fairy tales and the wicked, and somebody to hate, the wicked... person in it, and they love to boo and hiss him, and that's always been the case, and we bring that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the electricity of live theatre, but the unique magic of Panto as well. It's always brilliant to witness. I suppose from your own point of view, being, you know, up there on the stage as well, it's probably a unique kind of feeling of being involved in something like that.
And it is, and the artists will tell you, every audience has a different dynamic. You'll get a different show every night because the audience are reacting differently to different characters and all the rest of it. So it's a completely dynamic or organic thing that happens on stage every night. So you'll never get the same experience from every show precisely the same. There's something different happens, which is what theatre is all about.
Mm, yeah. So it's just... you know, as you say, you spend all year working on it, putting it together and everything else. It's the month, or I know you're running until January the 10th. Is that kind of the easy part then, when it's just about getting out there and doing the shows and you're comfortable with it, you're fluid, and it's just about enjoying it then?
Absolutely. All the hard work. I mean, people were working until 3 o'clock last week in the morning, putting things together. And that's the kind of commitment that is needed for a full professional show, because what you want, the product you want there, is not half done. It has to be 100% done, and there's refinements during rehearsal week. There's all sorts of strange things that happen that needs to be done. So yes, when it's up and running, it's, you know what you're doing, everybody knows the role, and there's no more fixing or changing. So there's no more 3 o'clock, unless you're partying, of course, happening. So it is a lot easier once the show is running, and you know it's looking after itself. And all you're concerned about is getting the audience in, but that's another day's work.
That's it. And just as I say, run until the 10th of January. What, just get Christmas Day off, do you?
We get Christmas Day off, and we're unique in that we don't have shows on the on Stevens' Day. So that's recognising the family responsibilities of all the crew and the staff, and those 2 days are the only 2 days we have off. The rest of them were flat out for
flat out at it. Okay, Brian, well, look, the Panto's running in the Helix from now until the 10th of January. Anybody wants tickets, they can go to the box office, go online, etc.
That's it. So the box office Helix.
Yeah.
And it's quite easy to follow and get your tickets from there. Or they can, indeed, for your customers in the local area, they can walk into the box office and buy the tickets at the cash desk, at the box office desk as well. It's as convenient, and maybe save them a euro or two on the the booking fee that you wouldn't have to pay if you booked it directly at the box office.
And of course, as we say, as you say, you know, with anybody in the local area around here, say if you're getting off into town and worrying about parking and all
absolutely
kinds of stuff like that.
And the parking is there, and one of the great things that we've found is the convenience of parking your car, walking across the road without losing kids through the streets of Dublin. It's a very convenient thing to do for a family.
Absolutely. And finally, Brian, if people are going online to buy tickets, you'll ask them to consider the 10th of December 4th and we'll try and get a sellout that night.
That'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'd really appreciate if they did focus on that night.
Yeah.
And it is, you're going for fun, but you're also supporting a very worthwhile cause.
Yeah, and as you say, hopefully going to try and top the old €10,000 mark and all going to Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, Brian. Okay. Well, look, we wish you the best of success. So hopefully, I'll get down between now and the end of January myself, and we'll have a look
and forward to seeing you.
And enjoy it. And look, fair play to you for what you're doing. And you know, as you say, after all the work you put in, it's nice to see that there's still a willingness there to do something special for a very worthwhile charity. And good luck to you and all the cast for the run up to the January the 10th.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
You too, Brian. Thanks a lot. Take care. All the best.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.